Eye on the Arctic, views from the north. I'm Elise Quinn. Well, we often look at the business challenges and opportunities in North America's Arctic, but today we're taking a look at the European far north. Now, the annual Arctic Business Forum gets underway in Finland's Arctic on March 11th. And joining us today to tell us more about it is Timo Rautajoki. He's the president and the CEO of the Lapland Chamber of Commerce. Timo Rautajoki, hello.
Hello.
And now we certainly want to talk a little bit about this business forum. But first, give us just a sense of the current business climate in the European High Arctic and where you are.
In the north, business is going fine. Tourism is going fine. Even mining industry is going fine. But traditional forest industry is not doing so fine because the demand of paper is decreasing all the time. But the most difficult part is that we should have investments here and also in the neighboring regions, and they seem to be postponed. So it's maybe not so difficult as in southern part of Europe, but it's not so positive that it used to be. So we are expecting, and now even we have these political problems that we have in the Central Europe, in Ukraine and Crimea, they have, because we have great powers up here. Also, Russian Federation is very close, and what is happening in the Arctic. So we are waiting for what is happening really globally, politically, and it's quite unstable the time that we have now.
What other challenges remain when it comes to developing business opportunities in your region of the Arctic in particular?
Well, in my region is a little bit different than when we are thinking about European High North. Mostly when people are talking about Arctic business, they think that it's happening offshore. It is very far away. It's behind the Arctic Ocean or in the middle of that. Finland is not a coastal state, so we are interested about onshore business, and I think that one of the main goals for our activities is to have heads up business people all over the world that we have a very interesting onshore business here going in up north. We still have paper industry here, we have steel industry, mining industry and mining investment. So there has been a really, really big boom. And so also big plans for transport infrastructure, building and construction. So those are the main questions that we are here evaluating what's going to happen. And also our main message is going to the government of Finland, because it seems to be that they don't always notice what is happening here up north, that we should need also some financial contribution. We have a good new Arctic strategy here, but the implementation, it's a question mark because of this global economical situation now.
We talk a lot about these big industries, you know, as you mentioned, mining, tourism, industry. But I wanted to know, from your sort of view as head of the Chamber of Commerce in Lapland, does small business have a role to play or a bigger role? Or is it more these big industries that are what needs to be in the spotlight?
Well, that is a very good question. Our goal is that SMEs should be included in this Arctic business. It's very important for us because most of the companies that we have are SMEs or very, very small. And now when Canada, as a chair of Arctic Council, is founding this Circumpolar Business Forum, or it's called now Arctic Economic Council. So there is a big concern from our region that it's a big danger that only big, there are all, only in one plan that I have seen that there are only two representatives from each member state. So there is a big danger that the both representatives are from big industry, like for instance from Russian side, Gazprom and Rosneft. And the problem is how the sound of SMEs is heard because we are living here and this is our home. So this is very, very crucial.
And I'm wondering, you know, that's one thing I even wanted to pick up on with you when I was looking over the program. There's even more representatives of people from different regions. It's obviously been something that's been important when you've been putting this together. I'm wondering, do you think that the business community in the European Arctic can learn from, you know, what's going on in Alaska and the Canadian Arctic and vice versa? Do you think we have things to learn from each other?
I think that is very, very important. We must learn from each other, and what I have been following what is happening in Alaska and in Canada. I think that one question is how to deal with indigenous people. I think that you can do it much better than we can do here in European High North. There are big problems within mining projects in Sweden because of the reindeer herding and so on. And we should meet together. It's the huge distance we have, but there should be a meeting place for us. It could be in internet or somewhere, but we must develop this and. And we are trying to find some way. There is an organization called Northern Forum. It's old, established in Alaska about 20 years ago. And now we are trying to make a restart for that so that the regions could meet and learn about the best practices. I think it's the main goal of the activity of my region, Lapland, and also important for Chamber of Commerce.
Fascinating to talk to you, and I hope that we will be talking further in the year ahead.
Thank you. Same to you.